It is 2024. You want to get started wholesaling real estate. You have no money. You don't know what to do. What are your options? You can pay a real estate wholesaling guru $4,000 to join the program to teach you how to get free wholesaling leads. But at the end of it, there is a software package you have to buy for $140 a month and then a secret marketing thing. And at the end of the day, you still have to work 70 hours a week to get this deal, right? You have another guy that says he'll give you free leads, but you have to pay him $2,000 a month in skip tracing, right? And you go down the list of, if you are a broke wholesaler getting started in 2024, how do I make money? How do I find a list? How do I get a good marketing channel? And how do I do this all for free? I'm broke. I'm 16, 17, 18 years old. This was the question I had when I got started in wholesaling real estate, 2016, 2017, right? And unfortunately, back then, it was all gurus on YouTube. Like it was ridiculous. Like, that was literally all that was available. And that was all that was given to me. Gurus on YouTube. That was it. And I made a vow to myself that, and to this day, me and Rick are still the only ones, that if you are a broke wholesaler, you have no money, you want to find wholesaling deals, I will be the safe refuge. I'll be the place where anyone, regardless of their age, I don't discriminate. I don't care how much money you have in your bank account. I'm going to show you the way to get into wholesaling real estate for free. My dad, Rick, really helped me out starting out for free. And I want to give that unfair advantage to you guys today. And so what I'm going to do today is show you, when you are broke, how to find lists for free. The top list for free in 2024. Lists that you don't have to go pull a software on. You don't have to go buy a subscription. You don't have to pay a guru to learn. Just free lists for you to pull in 2024 for wholesaling real estate success to get your first deal so you can become successful. You're going to get inundated with ads and all these things about lists. They're all these things and all these people, they all want to take your money. Okay. I'm just on this channel. We're going to teach you how to wholesale for free. We're going to get you your first deal, your first couple deals for free. And then after that, can you send that money into your marketing? Paid marketing is good, but when you're broke, these gurus just shove it down your throat. It's ridiculous because they don't want you to work hard, or they don't want to tell you how to work hard, right? They want to make it all nice and fancy schmancy. But what I'm going to do is give you the truth. I believe it's the red pill, I believe. You know, the pill that's, it sucks. You got to swallow it down. It's not fun, but you got to take it. And once you take this pill, you learn the truth into wholesaling, that you have to work hard, but it doesn't matter how much money you have. The reason why I love wholesaling real estate so much is it doesn't discriminate, right? In wholesaling real estate, a lot of people will discriminate based on the money you have. A real estate wholesaling guru will never, ever in your life give you the time of day. They would never even think of doing a free one-on-one call. They wouldn't do any of this stuff unless you dropped 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, even 11 grand to go even be in their beautiful presence. I don't care. I'm here to help as many people as possible get their first wholesaling deal. There's not one person that's done more first deals for new wholesalers than me. I have the most students in the country for wholesaling real estate. And that's not a brag. I'm just telling you, it's the truth. I've helped more people get out of poverty through wholesaling real estate than anyone else in the entire country in the history of wholesaling real estate. I'm stinking 24 years old. That's crazy. But I'm still the only person giving it for free. And what I can tell you is I helped a lot of people get rich in wholesaling. What I want to do today is give you the full breakdown of the top free list to pull. But just in case anybody is questioning
me, right? But let's kind of go down the list here, okay?
Just in case, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of people that will be like, who's this stupid kid? What does he want? Who's this stupid idiot? Wait, this guy doesn't have a $500 haircut. He's not bragging about a sports car. What's going on? He doesn't have 17 staff members in his studio. I don't trust this guy, right? You might be hearing that. Let me just show you some stuff, okay? Let me just, you know, there's been no other, you go to fliplurk.com, you're going to see this stuff, okay? This is the honest truth of why I help as many people for 99.99%. Actually, I would say 90% of these people did the free methods. Some of them pay for prop stream and skip tracing, but like, you want to know like the results we give, right? And we've been updating this website, but these are all little podcast people I've shown how to get free deals, $50,000. I showed Joel make $1 million a year. These are all HUDs proof. These are all really cool stories, right? 50K 6 months. And then like you got these checks. These go on and on forever, right? And these are people organically just sending me that. Thanks, Zach. Like it just, we can go on and on forever. But you want to know why no guru can touch me. Why I help as many people as possible. Because stuff like this, we help change lives here. Okay. 27. What do we got? We got 27 grand, 16 grand. I mean, we help a lot of people out in wholesaling real estate. And the truth is, how much is that check? I got to zoom in here. Yeah, maybe I got bad eyesight, but like we help a lot of people out, right? We help a lot of people out here. You know, these are big deals. And these are just the deals people like send to me. Not the deals that like I get sent through email and stuff I can't talk about. What I can say is there's not one person that has more testimonials in wholesaling real estate than us. I've helped more wholesalers get their first deal than anybody else in the whole entire country. This is why you should listen. Not because I'm here to brag, not because I'm trying to take your money, because I want to help you out. This business has completely changed my life and I'm here to change your life. So we kind of understand who I am, what I want to do. Let's kind of break down exactly, if you're getting started in wholesaling, how you can actually get some deals, right? So first and foremost, I will do a humble plug. I have a free wholesaling course. It's called freewholesaling.com. It has hundreds of thousands of people in it. Okay. It's the largest wholesaling course in the country. The reason why this course works so well is because it teaches you wholesaling for free. It's my $7,000 course I give for free. If you go through that course, everything I say in this tutorial is going to be in there. How do I pull this list? I have it all pulled. On YouTube, I actually can't screen share and show you how to pull these free lists because the privacy policy has taken those videos down. I put them on a private server inside of this website, freewholesaling.com. So FYI, before I show this, everyone's going to be like, well, Zach, just screen share and show me. Guys, YouTube does not allow me the privacy policy, but I have it on private servers where you can see it on the website, okay? So without further ado, I know you guys have been waiting, Zach. Show me. How do I get free lists? How do I start doing wholesaling deals? I want money now, right? So let's kind of break it all down. Let's get it going and let's share it. So first and foremost, we got to talk about this one. If you're trying to get into wholesaling right now, you want to make some money, you want to get rich. The one really big neglected list I don't think anyone's really doing much. And in 2024, I think you really should be considering doing this because we're getting a lot of people getting a lot of great deals from this. This is a method that me and Rick have announced. We kind of not patented it, but like this is a method that no one has ever really talked about on YouTube. Digital bandit signs. And with the advent of AI, this is a great tool I think a lot of people can be using, but one that's rarely ever talked about. And unfortunately, most gurus didn't talk about it on YouTube because they were charging you $2,500 just to learn this little free method. And it's a lot of work. But with AI, you can basically do this like that. And Rick's been doing this method for a decade plus. And so this is basically the method of putting digital bandit signs out. So bandit signs digitally on the internet, you know, Craigslist ads, Facebook groups, Facebook ads, where you can actually go out here, make posts on the internet, and you can have thousands of people watching it. Why I love bandit signs so much is you put a bandit sign out, you'll get thousands of people driving by it, actually looking at it. And so this is like the way of bandit signs, but you're doing digitally. This is why it works so stinking well. So digital bandit signs, it's an interesting one. I'll tell you guys straight up, most people aren't doing it. You go on ChatGPT, use Bard AI, you ask it to create an ad on Craigslist for a Facebook group for a post about, I'm looking to buy a couple houses for cash in the area, right? I would love to give you specific ad copies. It is in freewholesaling.com, but I'm more inclined to have you think outside the box and do it in a way that no one else has talked about. Because when you think outside the box, you get more creative with things and you do an ad copy that's really never been done before. And this will lead you to making more money in wholesaling. So for the vast majority of wholesalers watching this, you have not done this. It's kind of sad, but if you want to make a guru cry, start doing this because gurus can't make stuff on this, right? Wholesaling real estate is going to be the greatest thing that's going to change your life. It will change the way you make money. It'll change the way you do it, but you have to work. And so I'm begging the people. There are people watching this said, okay, I'm going to skip that. I'm going to go to the next one. Zach says, no, you got to do this method. It works. It's ridiculous. This works. You just have to put in the work and do it. So do the digital band. I challenge everybody really watching this. Try for a fact, okay? I will tell everyone, try to at least make 2 digital band at time posts every day for 45 days. I promise you, you will get inbound leads coming in. I swear, okay? You will get inbound leads going into your CRM by doing this method that costs no money at all. But the vast majority of wholesalers will refuse. I'm giving you the keys and y'all ain't even doing it. It's ridiculous. I'm trying to get y'all rich. I'm trying to retire your mom. I'm trying to get you a jet ski. But none of y'all want to do the work for the jet ski. Y'all want to ride on the jet ski. I'm trying to help you out. Okay, I already got my jet ski. All right? I already got everything I want in life. I'm trying to get you there. Next part here are JV deals. Another massively underrated thing. And another thing that I ain't mentioning any names, but there's some gurus out here that teach you how to JV. They will charge you 14 grand to learn how to JV. 14 grand. What? You just go in the comments. Hey, my name's Zach. I'm in this market. I've done 4 deals. Anyone's looking to do more deals with me? Boom, I got a bunch of buyers. Post in the comments of a live stream. You will get wholesaling deals. You don't have to pay 14 grand to learn how to do that. I just told you how to do it. But the problem is none of y'all will go in the comments and post that. You'll say, where my buyers at, brah? Like, no, okay? Like, go to freewholesaling.com where I do this. Hey, my name's Zach. I'm in the Milwaukee market. I've done 4 wholesaling deals, and I am here to help you out if you need help with buyers. Let's JV. Like, professional, you put your full name. People can search you up. Here's my email. You know, Zach at flipwithwork.com. Something like that, right? It's easy. It's simple. It's stupid. It's a no-brainer. But some of y'all, like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm trying to show y'all. I'm trying to put you guys on. Like, this isn't a really, like, the JV stuff, like, this isn't a complicated thing. It takes an idiot like me to say this, but, like, it's the amount of money I make off of JVs is disgusting. Okay. I'm just being honest with you. I'm saying this, it's disgusting. And it's really not that much work. Like, you just get connected with people that need help. You provide something. I have a really good buyer's list, and I kind of get paid for just keeping that buyer's list going, you know? And like, you can do the same thing. I'm just trying to spread the wealth to the people here. And either you do it or I'll just do more JV deals. I don't really, like, I make enough money. Like, I don't like, oh my gosh, I got to keep this information secret, right? I think a lot of people think, oh, Zach, why don't you keep the information hidden? No, I just, because I'm going to die one day, you know? I don't want to leave a legacy back. And, you know, I think it's kind of cool. I love wholesaling real estate and I want to give back to the people. JV deals, guys. Lose it or use it. Either someone in your market JVs with that person or you do it. I think you guys should be doing it. I don't think JV is that complicated. You just let people know who you are. It's a great free way to get wholesaling deals. Most people, they're not willing to do the work. It drives me nuts. Do the work, get the deals. Another one, you know, I really haven't talked about this much. I was having a conversation with my title company and, you know, I was looking through my emails and I remember that they used to send me this and they still do this to the wholesalers of my title company. But like a lot of title companies will give you the pre-foreclosures and absentee owners. And it's kind of weird. It's kind of funny. But like if they use like, it might be First American. Is it Fidelity? It's one of those big 3 or 4 ones. They automatically have this information. Absentee owners. And they have the pre-foreclosure list. My title company used to actually get the probates too. They used to manually, we gave so much business to our title company that they would pull the probates. They'd have a lady pull the probates for us just so we get more deals. Because the more, if they send us more probates, we actually do more deals. We actually end up making more money. I know that's a weird story. Me and Rick, we should probably talk about this story one day. Because it's such a funny story, but me and Rick literally made so much money off of probates that before we actually had VAs and stuff, they would actually pull it for us. It works. Title companies are a great source, especially when you're feeding them deals, but they'll, even if you have no deals, they'll feed you. Right. And so you got to get the information, guys. And so what I'll tell you, absentee owners, for everybody watching this video right now, you can pull this from the title company. They'll give you, the title company will give you, you just got to ask nicely. And maybe some of them don't have the info, but most of them will do it. So just look at it. You can do it, right? Speaking of the pre-foreclosure list too, you get pre-foreclosures for free, so I'm kind of mixing them together. But one other free method, you know, it's just an idea, something to think about for the wholesalers out here. But door knocking pre-foreclosures. Now, I know it sounds simple, and really, the wholesalers that are watching this right now, the amount of free listing, you physically, if you're a like solo wholesaler, you can't pull, skip trace, and do all these by yourself, right? You can't physically do all the marketing, I'm saying. And what does that mean? That means is there's more marketing, there's more motivated seller leads than there is actually hours in the day. There's more wholesaling deals than you can even fathom, right? There's more fish in the ocean than you can possibly even catch in a day, right? You can be all busy fishing. You can't even get all the fishing spots, right? And that means is you have to decide what you want to target, right? And so I know I'm kind of spitting a lot of areas. I know I'm spitting a lot of lists out to you in a lot of methods and ways. But really, you can door knock the pre-foreclosures. They're not going anywhere. There's new pre-foreclosures being sent in daily, pretty much, filed from banks. And so you should be going after this. This is definitely a method that is very underrated. Most wholesalers will not attack that you should be attacking. Door knocking pre-foreclosures is going to be massive, a massive thing for most people. Most people do not want to door knock a pre-foreclosure. And so if you're like a crazy person that wants to test things out and really wants to go all in, knock on a door, right, on a pre-foreclosure. Hey, my name is Zach. Me and my partner are looking to buy a couple of houses just right around the area. This seems like a good house you might want to buy. Are you interested in selling it? Pretty simple. I don't make it complicated. You know, I think a lot of people really want to make things complicated. Oh, but you need a more crazy script, my guru said, because your guru broke. Your guru broke. Okay. I don't want to hear what your broke stinking guru has to say about anything. They broke. Okay. I don't care. Door knocking pre-foreclosures is an option. It does do deals. Is it my favorite method? No, but it is a method that does produce deals. Next tier, the one I've talked about this one forever, but probates. Guys, you can get rich with probates. This is one that I have never not done in the past like 4 years because it's always produced deals. My biggest wholesaling deals have always been probates. You know why? Because in wholesaling real estate, you get paid in the proportion to the problems you solve. So if you have a big problem, you get paid very well. And a vast majority of my six-figure wholesaling deals, let me say that again, my six-figure wholesaling deals, my assignment fees that exceed $100,000. That's right, I make over $100,000 on one assignment fee, one wholesaling deal. Most of them come from probate. And so you're watching this video and you're like, oh my gosh, how can I make 100K on one wholesaling deal? Sign me up, right? And you might be screaming that like, You get a list of people that passed away, family members, the heirs, they file a probate on the property, right? They're trying to get the house and they're doing the court process. So you can reach out to these people, see if they want to sell to you for cash. And for majority of most markets, you can put it under contract and get it done. You have to go through some lawyers. You're going to use legit title companies, attorneys, but you can do the process in most states. Reach out to you can reach out to most places and you can do very well with it. But I could tell you, if you're not doing it, you got to do it, right? And so I think if you're not doing probates, you're definitely doing a huge misjustice for yourself. It's a disservice and it's a disgrace. If you're not pulling the probates, you got to start doing them. Guys, there are huge, massive wholesaling deals. A lot of the people sending me their checks, the ones that are 40, 50, 60, 70 grand, these are all from probates. And they all close them themselves. They get the money themselves because probates work. I don't care what market you're in. I don't care how old you are. I don't know where you live. If you're doing virtual, in-person, probates always yield a bunch of results because they need a lot of work. But why in the world do people not want to pull the probates? Is it a scary list? Is it too much work? You know, Every single time I do a $100,000 deal in wholesaling real estate, do I ever tell myself, well, that was a lot of work to pull the list? No, I got a $100,000 check in my hands. It's wired to us. But like, I made 100 G's, a doctor's salary. This idiot, a doctor's salary from pulling a list that was just a little more difficult to get. And so whenever I hear somebody complain to me about how tough and difficult it is to pull the probates, I remember every 100K deal I did off of probate. And I say, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, wow. I wasn't crying when I got that big check. That's the thing. Most people love to complain, but when the check comes, then all the complaining goes away. So, you know, getting asked, you know, would you recommend probates for beginners? Yes. You got me. I can help you out. You go to freelancing.com. I'll show you how to do it. Of course you do probates for beginners. You got a title company. You got a closing attorney if you're in a state like that. And you get it done. You get the deal done. Easy. Easy peasy. There's some issues with them, obviously. But for the vast majority of the deals, you can do them pretty easy or clean. And if you're in a tough market that you JV with us, we can do the probate with you. That's it. Next here are the water shutoffs. And this is a massively, another underrated list. But like, guys, if if the toilet ain't working, it's a little tough to live in the place. I ain't gonna lie. So yeah, if the water ain't running in the house, these people are going to be very motivated to get rid of the property, to sell it for a big discount. And this is when you can go out here and swoop in and get a good wholesaling deal. Water shutoffs are great. The water's not running on the property. You can go reach out to these people and get some really big assignment fees. You know, I've talked about this list for years now. I will continue to keep talking about this list. They always produce wholesaling results. But the vast majority of people, they don't do it. And I got to keep repeating myself on repeat and repeat and repeat year after year until y'all get through your thick skull that, hey, whoa, I should probably do what Zach's saying. And then you guys finally do what I say. You get the check and say, Zach, why was I so stupid not to do the thing? I don't know. Yeah, God will just listen to me. I swear. I don't repeat myself saying do these lists because I like repeating myself. I do it because it gets results. And when you're broke, you got no other options. These are the options you got. It's actually not that bad. You got plenty of options here. But you got to start pulling. This is free. You get it from the utility department. Go after it. If you, for some reason, can't get this list, an option for you, and this isn't going to be priority number one, but we can do a FOIA request. We can actually do the utility liens. That is another option for us. But there are options for us getting started in wholesaling if we can't get that list, right? It's a good one to use. It's one that is massively, massively underrated. But I truly believe most people aren't used to the work it takes to get rich. And if y'all understood my schedule starting out wholesaling, this is chump change stuff, guys. I'm telling you, this ain't 5 hours a day of cold call. I'm telling you to do just a little bit. Next year, and this is controversial, if you have gas in the tank, it's free technically. Drive for dollars. I always push everyone to drive for dollars. It lands so many great deals. Everyone here should be driving for dollars or some sort of it. One thing I will tell you here, let's say, oh, I got no money for driving for dollars. I live in Yugoslavia. No, Yugoslavia is old country now. Let's say I live in Albania. Okay, shout out to my Albanians watching this. If you are in Albania right now, you have to not physically drive for dollars, right? That's a little difficult to do. Ain't gonna lie, it's a little difficult to do. So what should you be doing? You can actually JV. What do I mean by JVing, right? And so like, let's go in the comments here and do an example, right? Let's say I'm Zach, I'm in Albania. I might want to reach out to someone like, I don't know, let's say Kenny, right? Kenny might do some drawing for dollars, right? And so, hey, maybe I am in Albania and I want to do some deals in Houston. Maybe I might reach out to Kenny, right? Might look him up on the internet. Oh, wow, Kenny's actually done some wholesaling deals. He's not like a fake person. Guess what? Maybe I might strike a deal with Kenny that if he drives for dollars, I'll cold call the list for him and maybe we do something 50-50. Kenny's a little more experienced. Maybe go after someone that is less experienced, right? Maybe like, you know, oh, maybe I might go through here and be like, oh, look, Mr. Bailey, maybe I'll reach out to him. Hey, can you drive for dollars? You give me the leads. I'll skip trace them. I'll cold call them. And if it's a good lead, we can split it 50-50, right? You can do this, guys. Like Jay here, Jason Cleveland, you just – The comment section, we have a lot of people. And heck, even look at it like when this live stream's over, there's thousands and thousands of people that watch this after live. You can get in front of thousands of people in a room saying you're JVing with them. It's crazy, right? And so you can get in front of these people to JV with. And these are all people watching this YouTube channel. And in my opinion, I think it's the best wholesaling information you get on the planet. Because I ain't no stinking broke guru, right? You see no suit jacket on me today, right? And so if you want to drive for dollars, but you got no money, you can find people who will drive for dollars for you. You'll skip tracing cold call because you're in Albania. What else are you going to do in Albania? No offense. I mean, they got beautiful, they got the water there. It's beautiful. But like, you know, you're going to be cold calling, right? You can't be driving for dollars. And you go there, you do some wholesaling deals, and boom, you're good to go. You get rich. That's the point, right? That's 50-50, you get it both, and you're good to go. I think the vast majority of wholesalers watching this video right now, they're like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Of course you can do that. You got to get smart. You got to get very smart with what you're doing here. Next here, code violations. I think this is one I think a lot of people, they actually understand that. And this is probably the most common government list that y'all pulling out here. It's just, oh, chef's kiss. I love code violations. Code enforcement is literally going out here and reverse trying for dollars for you. They're going out here and looking for ugly houses. People are snitching on their neighbors saying, this guy has tall grass. I'm sick of it. And it works. It is crazy. But code enforcement literally go out here and get a list of ugly properties. They have a special list like Santa Claus. They check the list twice. They charge people money and they'll give that list to you. I literally think of Santa Claus because these are $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 wholesaling deals on here. But code violations are great. If you're not pulling the code violations list, you're mistaken. Okay? I love code violations. Again, what is my favorite code violation? My favorite code violation right now is going to be tall grass. I think it's always been tall grass. It's going to continue to be tall grass because this is what always ends up getting really big wholesaling deals. So tall grass is a great one. Structural damage is great. I like mold and mildew. A little tougher when you're kind of in the north, you know, when it gets a little colder with the tall grass. But I'm telling you, it does work out very well. So we'll be doing it. Code violations is another great strategy for most wholesalers that no one's really doing, okay? And so I get it all the time. You know, Zach, you know, the code enforcement, they were really tough on me. They said no the first time. They start crying like, yeah, guys, I want to be honest. It's not easy getting these free lists. It ain't like, oh my gosh, it's just 5 seconds. It's a little more difficult. But you know why that's a good thing? Because that means every would-be wholesaler that watched the TikTok can't just waltz in the government list and be like, give it to me. And they're like, here you go. And then you cold call. And then the seller got like 15 calls from other. No, that's the reason why code violations work. You know, when you call that lead, 30 other wholesalers didn't call that list because they're all lazy bums that don't want to really do work because they're trained by a broke wholesaling guru, right? And so the cool, interesting part about code violations is, yeah, maybe the first time you try to get it, they say no. But are you watching this video because you're a quitter? Is your family a quitter? Is your mom a quitter? Is your grandma a quitter? Is your grandparents a quitter? Are your great-grandparents? Do you come from does your ancestry come from quitters who just give up when things get tough? No, okay? You've been alive, your family, generations have been alive for hundreds of thousands and millions of years through winters and summers and saber-toothed tigers and mammoths and crazy sharks and lions and tigers and eagles and all these crazy predators and earthquakes and all the hurricanes and all this crazy stuff that should have destroyed your bloodline. But you still are here alive today. And you wake up in the morning and you got the greatest gift of all to be alive. And you wake up and you say, oh, my back hurts today. Oh, it's so hard getting the list. And no, you're alive. Somebody your age in a very probably another part of the world did not wake up today. Or their family, some of their close family member didn't wake up today. Their wife, daughter, son didn't wake up today. And you're going to complain to me that it's tough getting the list. You don't give up. You don't watch this channel because you give up and you're a quitter, right? You're a person that takes action. You're a person that's going to help your family out. You are your family's last hope. And you're going to let that wither away because you just got a little tough from code enforcement time. No. They say no. You keep going. Yeah, be annoying. Duh. Guys, if you're the only person in your market to get that list, that means you're going to be the only person attacking that, which is great. Then there's less saturation. Or you want to go to a paid list, pull that list, do some skip tracing, then you call them like, you're the 14th person to call me today. Oh, and then you'll start, then you'll go back to me and say, Zach, I pulled the list and they all said it's the same person calling them. Yeah, duh, because you got the easy one. I'm giving the hard, difficult list. But that actually ends up making you more money. So yeah, it's a little more difficult up front, but overall it's better. Code violations, do them. You got to do them. If you're not doing them, you're losing out, guys. All right. Either you stay broke or you pull these lists. You are broke right now. You got no other option. You're going to go cry and complain. The wholesaling gear is going to want you to put money on a credit card so you stay in debt for the rest of your life. They don't care about you. I'm here to give you a real pathway. But this pathway is not a pathway where you just sit on your bum all day and do nothing and get money. No, no, no. This is a pathway of hard work, commitment, and grind. But you will get to the promised land. You can become a millionaire by doing this. I've helped so many people become millionaires by doing this. But the truth is, if you're not willing to put in the work, you will not get rich. I put in the work, I got rich. All these people I've taught, they put the work, they got rich. Either you get the results or you don't. People really like to complain. They really like to say the cards are stacked against it. It ain't about that. It's how you get hit, as that Rocky Rocky. It's how hard you get. It's not how hard you get hit. It's how you stand up for getting hit. I'm butchering the quote, but it's how hard you get these issues. You get people giving you struggles, and you, no matter what, you decide that, hey, I don't care all the struggle and adversity I'm getting. I'm going to stand up and do more. That's what you got to do. Code violations. Go to code enforcement. Pull the list. Tax delinquencies. Go to the property appraiser, either the tax collector office. Can I get a list of all the people that are not paying their property taxes or are behind this year? Most of them are due October, November, sometimes December. So these are already going to be basically late payments. And these are great. You get people that haven't paid their property taxes in a year, 2 years, heck, sometimes 3 years. This is a great list. Most wholesalers don't know how to do it because most gurus will never tell you about it. Because gurus only know one thing. Pay a bunch of money, and you got to pay a bunch of money to make money in wholesaling. It's hilarious. This isn't, you don't have to be doing that stuff. You don't. All you need to do is just start pulling these type of lists. This is the way. This is the way to get you out of poverty. It's the best way. You got no money. But most people don't want to know what to do. You got to put in the work and you'll get the results. Tax delinquencies are great. Liens are another good one. Utility liens, you can get, I mean, code violations, if it eventually not paid, you can put a lien on the house. Credit card debt lien list, people behind on their IRS federal taxes, their state taxes. People are just, you get liens for everything. People slap mechanics liens, I don't like though, actually. That's another story. But liens, besides mechanics, most of them are actually pretty good. So I do like the liens lists. On top of this too, and we're just going to kind of run through some more. Actually, you know what? I want to have another intervention. I think I've been having a couple interventions for a lot of these wholesalers that are, you know, they claim that they're struggling. They claim that they need help, but you know, they say they're struggling. They say they're broke, but they're not willing to do the work. The vast majority of wholesalers, I'm going to give you another list. And I can tell you that most people watching this have not done this list. They've heard about it before. They've heard me say it, but they're not doing it. This is a list that produces a lot of deals. I would say there's probably, if you are in a smallish market, medium market, there's probably two or three wholesalers that have ever probably pulled this list and marketed to it this year. That's very low. If there's 100 deals out of that, only three people are going after it, there's a lot of leads for you to be doing. And I feel like this list, the word has a bad connotation. But you know, I can be a guru. I could say, hey guys, there's this secret list that no one talks about. It's called the, what can I call it? The, it's a good word for it. You know, I can call it the, I can call it the, where is it? You know, the executive detention list. And most people don't know this, but these people, they have vacant property and they need to get rid of them. And they will sell to you for a big discount. You make a ton of money. You'll make a ton of money off the executive detention list. All you have to do is pay $4,000 with a credit card and do my secret webinar, and they'll teach you the executive detention list. Oh, okay. Oh, sure. And then, boom, you're stuck $4,000, and the guy tells you what the list really is. And you're like, oh, shoot, I paid $4,000. I better do this, right? Should I do that? Let me know in the comments. Should I make a webinar, charge you $3,000 or $4,000 to show you how to do this, or should I just show you right now for free? I could put a special name on it. Oh, I can call it the, you know, what can I call it? I can call it the iguana method. Okay, we'll call it the iguana wholesaling list method, right? I got the toucan met the toucan wholesaling list, the parrot list. What do you want? I can attach an animal to this. I can make it the dragon list. What do you want me to do? Like what this list I'm going to tell you, what animal, what mascot can I put on it for you to actually want to do it? Let me know in the comments. I'm actually curious, because I'll say it and then people are like, oh, okay, and you won't do it. Do I put a little mascot? Do I put a panda? What makes you feel good? Like, what makes you feel like, oh, okay, then I'll start pulling it, right? But these gurus, they'll go out here and put an animal, a mascot, you know, they'll put little samurais next to something and say, it's all right. And then you'll pay $4,000 and then you'll start doing it. What do I need to do? The McLovin list, like, what do you want me to do? Because if I just tell you what it is, y'all won't do it. But if I put a fruit or a pear list, what? It drives me crazy. Well, that's a good one. The golden handcuffs list. That's a winner right there. Terry, the man. All right. But what is this list, guys? This list is the arrest records list. Okay. I'm not being funny. Like, I'm actually being legit. People put a fancy term with something that has been done for me forever. And then they're like, oh, wow, it's a fancy word. Oh, go pay you $4,000 and then do it. It's ridiculous. Guys, the golden handcuffs list. I like that one. I think that's going to be the clear winner today. But sure, call it that. Will you pay me now or you start doing it? I don't want your money. Just start doing it. But these are people that get arrested. They get put away. And they have all this equity. They have to pay their commissary, right? They got to get some money. They're going to go away for 8 years. Like, these are human beings too. You know, I know most people, you know, I've never been arrested in my life. I'm just saying, like, most people treat them like, oh, these are scum human beings. And there's some of my, I do agree. I will 100% agree with you. But like a lot of people, like these are untouchable people in society. I can't even talk to them. I can't even contact them. I can't even think about them, right? And y'all just ignore these people. And, you know, rightfully so for most of them, not most, some of them. But like some of these people, you know, there's still people you can talk to, okay? Like, I mean, DUIs, there are some people, you know, some little white collar crimes, right? Just like, yeah, they did the crime, they're doing the time, and you know, they're in jail, right? Court of our peers basically convicted them. They still have a piece of real estate and they legally can still sell it from jail, right? And these people are going to go track you down and attack you. All right, you can virtually do it from the phone for most of the time. But the problem is most wholesalers get so scared and freaked out, they won't even want to touch it. It's kind of hilarious. It's ridiculous. But if you can just pull this list and contact these people, you can do fine. It drives me crazy, guys. The arrest record list is an amazing list. I make a ton of money off this every year. And I know a lot of people do, but a lot of y'all aren't willing to just do it. It's ridiculous though, because these people are going away for 5 or 6 years, nonviolent crimes, hopefully we're dealing with, and they're fine. If the vast majority of people were walking around the United States of America today, and you can point out to every single person that's been arrested before, you'd be shocked. Let me look up the stat. It's a crazy stat if you actually think about it. Let's see the percent. The The percent of people that have been arrested. Percent of Americans been arrested. Let's see here. It says here an estimated 1 out of 20 persons will serve time in prison during their lifetime. Men, 9%. Over 8 times more likely than women. Shocker. Oh, whoa. Why am I all blurry? That's interesting. All right, that's fine. But look at this. 1 out of 20 persons, 5% will serve time. And that's according to the Bureau of Justice. 9% of men. That's crazy. I didn't even, it says not. Is this real? Bureau of Justice Statistics Special Report. Yeah. U.S. Department of Justice. March 1997. Eh, whatever. That's a crazy stat.
All right.
That's a stat I haven't heard in a very long time. That's crazy. 1% of women's pretty normal, but like 9% of men. That's what's up, dudes. But I mean, that's a large 5%. That's crazy. And y'all will just completely just like skip it. Come on, guys. Like, it's a big list. That's a lot. That's about 5% of all Americans are on that list. It's insane. And so we're going to ask, like, what's the first step? This is an easy one. And guys, like, let's kind of think about this objectively here. If I want to pull the arrest records list, what I'm going to do is go to the place that they arrest people. No, I people have this thing. Oh, I go to the sheriff's office. I go to the jail and say, can I get a list of all the people you've arrested for the past month? How, put them in handcuffs. People legit think that happens. Y'all watch too much NCIS or something crazy. But like just asking for a list is not a criminal thing. Asking, we're in the United States of America here, okay? A lot of people think that's what happens. No. Okay, you can call and just ask. They're like, there's people that work in jails that aren't cops, okay? Like they're data processors, stuff like that. Just, you can call up the prison, the jail, probably the jail. Hey, can I get a list of all the arrests for private research for the past 30 days? Why do you want that information? For private independent research. Okay, well, here's a list of it, right? And they're usually pretty, they're pretty easy to get, you know, for privacy. I'm scared for privacy of the, you know, the private citizens of my city and county. Blah, 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 blah. Say whatever you want, right? You'll get the list pretty easy. And it's not that complicated, right? It's really not that complicated to do. But the vast majority of wholesalers won't do it. Why is that? Because they have these misconceptions in their mind of how difficult it's not. These are the golden handcuff lists that you can start pulling right now for success. And then lastly, kind of the cousin of this is like a bail bondsman. A lot of bail bondsmen actually collect property because of the massive liens they have when people skip bail. It's another good one to do. Rick's more of an expert on this, but we've done a lot of deals from doing this too. And it's just something I would recommend for people watching this. So bail bondsman, it's a good one, guys and gals. I highly recommend you pull this one and you start connecting with bail bondsman because it's a great one to get wholesaling deals. But really, you're broke right now. You got no money. You want to get some deals? These are great things to start thinking of you to pull in 2024. This is your year. This is the year that you can make the massive change. This is the year that you can get rich. This is the year you can actually start making a change in your life and actually get wholesaling deals. But the vast majority of wholesalers will like to complain. They don't want to do the work or they don't want to get there. If you do this, guys, I promise you, you'll make money. You will get rich beyond your wildest dreams. You just got to put in the work, guys. You did not wake up this morning alive to go sit around all day and be a bum. Do something with your life. Get rich, start wholesaling houses, guys. So if you want to learn how to wholesale some real estate, do what you got to do. Guys, I have a free wholesaling course. I've already said this. It costs me money every single time someone signs up. But still, I'll pay tens of thousands of dollars every single month to provide you this. I will literally drop 6 figures a year. I don't get no money from that. To just have this website, the hosting, the editing, all those just to get you guys here. But I'll do it for free because YouTube won't allow me to post those videos. And I truly believe the information should never be really an issue for most people. And I make millions of dollars so I can afford to do this. And obviously it ends up me making a lot of JV deals and millions of dollars from that. So hey, I ain't upset either. And so, yeah, that's another reason why, you know, I'll do videos like this, because y'all end up sending me JV deals and we'll split the deals 50-50 and do well. But go to freewholesaling.com and you'll learn how to wholesale real estate absolutely for free. The vast majority of people, I show you the checks today in the beginning of this, did this because they went to freewholesaling.com. Not that they went through a couple modules and they skipped the ones that didn't feel right. No. They went through the whole thing. It's like watching a TV series. You don't skip season 2 and 3 and then go to 1 and then 4, right? You do the whole thing. You end up getting a lot of wholesaling deals, guys. I'm telling you, that's what it takes. And so shout out to Tony here. Look at Tony. Closed my third deal a couple weeks ago. $6,500, $6,500 Simon fee. Hungry for more. Let's get it. Woo! Love to see it, Tony. Congratulations, man. Third deal, $6,500. That's a lot of moolah. I like to see it. Awesome. The McLovin shirt is fire. Appreciate that. We all love Superbad. what's up, Thomas? Thomas says, what's up, Zach? These boys need to knock on some doors. A lot of people got to start working hard. And a lot of people don't want to work hard. I think y'all should work it hard as a necessity here. A lot of people my age, a lot of people younger than me, if you're coming from working a regular job or just being in high school, you're probably not used to hard work. You're probably not used to the grind. You're not used to suffering for something greater. But if you do it, the results will always follow. Because in that suffering, you gain something greater than any of the suffering you gain. You gain peace of mind. You gain a lot of money in your bank account and a lot of happiness. So guys, do the work. It's always worth it. Emmanuel says, this is what I got basically. The customer information you're requesting is exempt from disclosure under section RS and may not be released. That's great. I'm just so glad he sent that to me with no context. Is this for a pre-foreclosure? Is this for a probate? Is this for a water shutoff? Is this for a fire damaged property? Is this for a arrest record list? Is this for a lien list? Is this for a tax delinquency? What are we talking here? Is this for a probate? Like, I don't know what this is for. Like, I really can't help you. Like, how to get around this. So, yeah, if you're going to be vague, I'll be vague with you too. Guys, when you guys give me a question, something like, you got to give me specifics. You just can't, because this is... It's funny, but give me specifics on that. Tell me what list it was, Emmanuel, and I can kind of help you from there. Let's see. RB88 says, hey, Zach, told my pops about wholesaling. He's basically yelling at me saying I can't do it, and it's a scam. I'm a minor, and he's yelling about it. He's not going to sign. What TF do I do? You find someone that wants to sign with you, get a check, then show them it's legit. Okay. So if they're saying it's a scam, just speak louder with your actions than your words, okay? Your family member is trying to protect you. But the only way to shut them up is just make more money than them. If your dad makes 50 grand a year, pull up, make 100K your first year of wholesaling. I promise you, he'll shut his fat trap pretty quick by you doing that. And so for the vast majority of people that have haters, people that don't want to become successful, you just make more money than them, and they pretty much shut the trap. It's the easiest way to shut people up pretty quick, all right? But a lot of people tell me, oh, you're doing that stupid real estate thing. It ain't going to work out. Don't do it. They make their salary in a month, and they all shut up pretty quick, and they're like, oh, huge, good job, man. Can I get a loan? Love it. Find someone else to sign for you. And from there, you can just make a bunch of money, show 80 grand in your bank account, legit from a title company, from a lawyer that signed the check, and then go from there. The problem is a lot of people get excited about wholesaling. They want to tell everyone about it. You got to move in silence, right? One example of that is tomorrow's National Make a Guru Cry Day. We've been secretly working on something pretty exciting with partner. And we're going to release it tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. And I don't talk about it. I move in silence. I make a guru cry in silence. And so we're excited to talk about it. But yeah, when I do big moves, I always do it in silence. I don't tell everyone about it. I just get rich. Let my actions speak for itself. Simple as that. The water shutoff list. Okay, well, the water shutoff, if you can't get the water shutoff list to the utility liens list, boom. Done. Easy. What's your opinion on ballpoint? Ballpoint is a type of pen. I think it's a good pen. There are better pens out there. I think ink's better than a ballpoint pen, but better than a pencil. So that's my opinion on ballpoint pens. Sharpies are sometimes better. Ballpoint pens don't work on dry erase markers too. So that's my opinion on Mike J on ballpoint. What time tomorrow? 8 p.m. Eastern on the Flip with Rick YouTube channel. Okay, 8 p.m. on the Flip with Rick YouTube channel. Just telling you guys, big announcement. Guru's gonna cry. We got special tissues for the gurus for tomorrow. It's very exciting. There's gonna be a lot of tears shed. But yeah, we got a special tissues for them. Hopefully, we can ship them out to them so they can cry a little more. But yeah. Let's see here. Chris says, about to close on 7 homes. Thanks for the free education. Chris, congratulations, man. Woo! Love to see it. Love to see it. Congrats, man. Love to see your success and to help as many people as possible. So, yeah. Shout out to you, man. Love to see it. Urban King says a good one. You know, what do you think of virtual drawing? I like virtual drawing for dollars. You know, is it my favorite? No, I think the JV thing might be a little better, but not the end of the world. So yeah, not terrible. Let's see here. When reverse trying for dollars, do you leave notes on non-owner occupied homes? If the person does not live in the house, I still put a sticky note because someone will eventually go buy the property. So yes. Let's see here. Shout out to B-Stang 5050. Let's see here. You're the man trying to get my first deal. Love it, love it, love it. Keep it up. Let's see here. A lot of people work on their first deal. Love to see it. Love to see it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, let's see. Some good comments, though. I like a lot of people networking now, which is great. All right, I got real deals. Got a deal under contract. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's see. Woo! All right, we got some people doing deals in here too. I like to see it. Yeah, a lot of people are excited for it. Marcella says, how do you properly file a FOIA request? Ask how you do it from the agency, or you can just pull it from the government. There's usually a sheet you can just look up and then just file it and then give it to them. Let's see here. Some say, where was that comment? Let me see here. Some say find cash buyers first. Do you agree? It depends. Tell me what market you're in and I'll let you know. If you're in a market where it's harder to find buyers, then sure. If it's not, then no. Let me know though, Mike J. Okay. What market you're in. I can help you out from there. All right. Let's do some one-on-ones. D, what is up, man?
What's going on?
How are you?
John Clinton. I'm good. So... I had like 3 questions. The first one, I went and I finally got the probate list, but all they would give you is like a docket number and you have to search online and everything is, you know, thrown in there together, whether, you know, it's guardianship and things like that. And I was trying to figure out a way, how can I get the probate list, you know, real estate probates list, you know, in my area, you know, in the area.
Okay. And so you asked for it. That's what they gave you. Could you do it online at all?
Yes, online. That's where you have to put in a docket number. It doesn't, you know, you don't go by
a person. By document type, case type?
Yes, they don't give you any. No, they don't give you that. You don't have that option.
Okay. Why don't you request all the court dockets for the week?
Okay.
And then they'll give that to you in Excel, and then you can go by type, and probate should pop up.
Okay. Okay. That, okay. Sounds like a winner. Okay.
I've been through a lot of counties.
Okay.
It makes it very difficult. That's always the best hack I've done. So until you do that, that's probably gonna be your best option right now.
Yeah, that's why I haven't given up. If they're this difficult, I said that list is gonna be great and juicy once I get it, right?
Exactly.
So, have not given up. I go down there and like when I go back, I'm gonna take a Rick's idea, like some warm donuts or something down there to him, and you know, and
you just gotta like get the dockets. Just do it.
Yeah. Just go down there. Okay. And so my second one, I know I like the what Rick was talking about, I think like a week ago, about you can text 10 people a day. You guys have been, you know, I'm 10 people an hour. Okay, so what is this? Everyone said that if your number is not registered, it'll get blocked. Like by the 1st of September, it was like 10 DLC. It was like a little, gosh. It was on the internet.
When I get a he said, she said, I say, who said it? Oh, I don't know. I can't.
It's on the internet.
Mr. Internet or Mr. Internet?
It's sales messages. It was like changes to the 10 DLC SMS compliance.
Who said that?
God, what did it say? I know I took a snapshot of it. I should have kept it up on the internet. Okay, so
if I can't verify the information, then I can't say it's true. But okay, if that's right, then I can't text my mom tonight. Good night. And then if it's not 10 DLC, it'll be blocked. You're telling me?
Yes, they were saying it like for sales.
If I want to text my grandma tonight, I love her, it will get blocked because I don't have my EIN number. Yes or no? That's
what I understand. I said that doesn't sound right. It didn't sound right.
You have an aunt, uncle, daughter, niece, nephew?
Yes.
Next week, text them hi and tell me if it gets blocked. I guarantee you it will not get blocked.
Okay. No, I texted.
That was false information.
Yeah. Okay. Great. It was on the internet. Okay. So my last question is,
you know, it's a really interesting quote I love. You know, Abraham Lincoln said not to trust everything you hear on the internet.
Okay.
Have you heard that quote before? From him
I heard that, but not from Abraham Lincoln. But yes, I've heard that. Yeah.
Don't trust everything you hear on the internet.
Okay. And so my last and final one, how are you guys finding the relatives of like deceased people? Because, you know, I do the fast people search. Cyber has been my favorite, but I'm not pulling up any phone numbers or, you know, relatives. I have like 10 homes that I do have from driving for dollars and the person is deceased and there's no other information. I'm like, okay, where are their family members and things of that nature? And I cannot find anything on them.
So you got four options. Put a sticky note or a bandit sign on the house, right?
Okay.
Someone will figure it out. You talk to the neighbors.
Okay.
Tribunal search or cyber background checks.
Yeah, I did those.
And your Hail Mary is you look them up on Facebook, you find the friends, and you try to do the best you can messaging people. Those are your four options. Or you can pay for skip tracing. That's true people search. I guess you can put in that category. It's really the four ways to do it. Outside of that, you kind of exhausted everything. I mean, you could send a letter. I guess it's five. But I mean, what else are you going to do? Email. So, true people search has email too.
Yes.
So, like, I mean, you can do a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, I'm on there. Okay, so you prefer like the paid option is batch for skip tracing, paid service.
If you're going to use a paid service, I'd say batch.
Okay. All right. All right. That is all that I have, Zach.
I would highly recommend you stick to treatable search and cyber background checks right now, though, okay. For that. For relatives, yes.
Okay. And you keep throwing me off. 1 week you have the beard, and then the next week you don't have a beard. So
what do you mean? I'm here every single week.
No, I'm saying you let your facial hair grow out, and then you'll shave it off, and then you let it grow again. It starts growing again.
I like it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Well, we're going to poll. Should I shave today or not? We'll let all the people decide.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. Do you know why I do that?
Why?
I got to keep the gurus on their toes.
I see.
They don't know what type of Zach they're dealing with.
Okay, you haven't had the long hair in a while, and I like the surfer look.
Hey, it's what makes a guru more upset. That's what I do.
Okay, I'm waiting. I can't wait until tomorrow. Thank you, Zach.
All right, appreciate it, D. Have a great one.
All right, bye.
Boom. All right. Next here we have Zabadi. How do I say that your name? Hello? I just talk to myself. I can talk to myself for hours. So we can do this too if you want. All righty. Bye-bye. Nina, what's up?
Hello. Hey, I got a question for you on the probates. If the family is saying that their attorney saying they need an appraisal, they don't need the appraisal, right? We are able to get rid of that. What's that?
In the state of Florida?
Yeah.
The attorney would like one. They don't need one. Words are very, very, when it comes to the law, wording is very interesting.
Okay.
I don't think the lawyer said we need one. He says he would probably like one.
Okay.
Also, those two JV deals we sent, I'll talk to you about it later. That one JV deal he told me, you said it was perfect. Crown molding and everything. The flooring, the kitchen, that was, come on. I don't know what your definition of perfect is. But have you looked at any of those fixer upper type of TV shows?
Yeah,
that's what perfect is.
I said turnkey ready, as in you could put someone in there right away, but that's if not, you want to glam it up, maybe not. Okay.
The kitchen's outdated. It's got that white tile flooring. Come on. If I put my sister in that house, she would not like it. She likes things nice. Okay.
Okay.
That's my bar. Okay. For it. And no. Okay. That needs a lot more. That the ARV and the repair cost, there's a lot more repairs that need to be done for it. Now, I'll tell you, it is turnkey, but that's a low bar. Like it's clean, I guess, but like it's still outdated. And so that was one big thing from when I did the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I was comparing it to properties that were not outdated. And so we got to talk about it. We'll have people call you, but
okay.
We're gonna have to work on those numbers a little more. And then with the other deal, we got to talk about that one too. That's a very weird property, but we're trying to get stuff done. Trust me, I ain't trying to not do a deal with you, but we're working on it, right?
I do have another one now that I think I referred about it in one of the DMs, but they have filed bankruptcy and now they're willing to do a contract with me. So does that mean it's not safe to do it with them?
What chapter?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check.
We're going to have to know which one and what part of the process you're in with it, where they are in with it.
Okay.
Usually they're having regrets. We got to figure something out. So when they file bankruptcy, it gets a little, but there are ways we can do it, but it depends on what chapter they're doing. So yeah.
Okay. I'll find that out.
All right. Talk soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Appreciate it. All right. Zabdi, are we back?
Hey, yeah. Can you hear me?
There we go. Now we're back.
You can hear me. Okay. Awesome. Okay. I'm doing great, man. Sorry, just like when you put me on last time, for some reason I couldn't hear you and I thought I unmuted to like tell you, but I guess not. So no, it's fine.
The gurus jammed your signal. Okay.
Yeah. They're trying to block it. All right. So I'm trying to get started into wholesaling and stuff. I live in Arizona. I live in Tempe, which, you know, it's, I don't think it's a good market based on the numbers, like the population and the average home price. I saw one of your videos on the wholesaling, freewholesaling.com, and it said that Yuma is probably like the best market for it. Yeah. So I was thinking, well, that's like a kind of far away from me. So I don't know if I should just do like virtual wholesale at that point, for like Florida or something, or should
Tempe's I stick to Yuma? Okay. It's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
I would do something okay. Where you should probably do a 50-50 approach. Okay.
I see.
Have okay. You heard of the 50-50 approach I've talked about before?
I don't think so. Can you like run me through that?
Yeah, of course. This is when you spend 50% of your time doing in-person and 50% of your time doing virtual.
I see.
So I think okay. You pick a virtual market and then you do your in-person market. And then you just see which one's yielding more results after 2 or 3 months.
I see. Okay. So yeah, I'll try and get some driving for dollars here in Tempe. That's what I was thinking of doing. You know, even if it was a bad market, I kind of just wanted to practice at least a little bit. So D4D and then just do some virtual. I know you said that Gainesville is a pretty good market in Florida.
Not Gainesville, but Alachua County, which is in Gainesville.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Alachua, I believe. Alachua County. Uh-huh. Should look it up. Gainesville County, whatever. It'd be in there.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty. So, I'm trying to go for like government lists and mainly probates. And I know you said you recommend that for beginners.
Mm-hmm.
What are
probates in Alachua, what do you think, man?
What's up?
Probates in Alachua County would be great.
Yeah. So I'll have to do that. But all right, I just wanted to see what you thought about that. So maybe I'll join on a live on a later day and then just, you know, follow up.
How about, not that I need to, but I will do the probates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will. I definitely will do the probates for sure.
How many?
I kind of want to, because they're not really a business, right?
Maybe I should look in different how many?
Markets.
How many are we going to do?
500.
In what time horizon?
Like call 500 leads for probates.
What, this year, next year, this month, this week? What are we talking?
Oh, no. well, I had this weird plan of like, all right, I'm gonna make wholesaling happen no matter what. Like, definitely within well, 6 months.
Number, we have no shot. So let's kind of get a number. How many a week are you gonna do?
Like,
you're gonna pull and call.
Okay. I want to try and do at least like 200, at least
a week.
Is that a week? Yes. Is that all right, or should I up the ante?
40 a day, 40 calls a day. That's not terrible. What are you going to do with all the extra time, though, outside of that?
I kind of want to do the like reverse wholesaling method, so like find cash buyers as well.
Okay. I've helped, I think, 6 University of Florida students this year get their first wholesaling deal because I literally gave them to one guy. I have a really good buyer there. So I can help you with that too. I didn't even get paid on it. I just want to help people out. So that's good too.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a good one. Right. Let's start with that.
Yeah. Well, cool yeah.
Part. What's your name?
Go ahead. My full name is Zabdiel, but I go by Abraham just because that's easier to say and it's my middle name. So Zabdiel, and Zabdi is obviously just a shorter version of that.
All right. So Zabi. Zabi?
Yeah.
Zabdi?
Zabdi. Yeah.
So Zabdi.
Zabdi. So it's like Zab and then D. So Zabdi. Or you can call
Zabdi.
Me Z. Z is literally like the easiest. Like, yeah, Zabdi.
Z. Okay. Whatever. All right. You just committed to 200 a week. You know what that means, right? That means I'm going to keep you at your commitment. You don't break commitments. I don't break commitments. So,
all right.
Get to work.
Sure. All right, that sounds good. All right.
No. Whoa. You're not getting out this easy.
crap. All right, cool.
100. Next week, 7 days. Oh, but no, I don't care.
Next week,
200. 200.
Okay.
Thanksgiving, okay. And take Thanksgiving off. That's it.
Alrighty.
Only day you get to take off.
Okay. Heck,
screw it. You should be pulling probably in the morning. So go do it.
Alrighty.
How many?
Okay.
How many in 7 days?
That's 200, right?
Yes.
200. All right.
Right.
Okay. I will try. I'm going to do it. No,
what did you just? Did you just say I will try?
No, I'm going to do it. No,
Listen.
Hold on. There's a popular Yoda quote, and it's like there is no what is it? It's do or do not. There is no try. Yeah, there it is. Yeah. That's me right now.
So tell me what you're gonna do.
I think I might have messed it up. Okay, so I'm gonna call probate leads, and I want to do at least 200 in 7 days, and that's gonna be my goal until I can move it up more. Once I get more experience down.
Okay. And you're going to hop on next week and tell me
7 days
what the results were. Okay.
All right. I'll tell you what the results were. I do have one last question. One final question. I'm sorry. I know I'm being greedy here with time and stuff. Okay. So I know so for buyers, cash buyer list to build one, you recommend I just go on Zillow, and how do I talk to like realtors and stuff, or should I just avoid like those like LLC companies and stuff like that?
For buyers?
Yes, because I definitely kind of want to do the reverse wholesaling.
Like, are you talking about like the four rents?
Yeah, like go on Zillow and then look at the four rents.
When there's a four rent, there's just a phone number. You just call the number.
This is the phone number? Yeah, well, above that, sometimes it says like, you know, realtor, like a realtor company or something. Should I avoid those or should I call those?
Call them. Ask the same question I always say on the live streams. Is this the owner? No, this is the realtor four. Hang up, go to the next one. When you call the four rents, you got to make sure they're the owner when you call them. If they say they're not the owner, then don't deal with it.
Okay. So as long as I just find the owner, I'm good. Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. All right. That's it. All right. We made a deal, made a commitment. Now I got to go do this. So, all righty.
Okay, man.
Cool.
You know how painful it's going to be on the next call when you say, oh, I did 150. What do you think I'm going to say?
No. We're going to do 200. Yeah, we're going to do 200.
200. Sure. All right.
All right, man. All right. Let's do it.
I believe in you.
Thank you, man. Boom. All right.
Okay. Oh, also, Zavdi, that's also 50%. You have to do 50% of your work in Tempe. So,
right. Oh, shit. Okay. So it really too. Has to be 400. Yeah. Okay.
So you tell me what the other one is. It should be at least 200 on the other end, too. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Alrighty.
All right. Good luck, man.
So 200 Tempe. All right. All right.
Don't look at what you got.
Thank you.
Yep. Shit. All right. So as Zabdi is watching this, I want him to know that every single time someone does that, half the people show up the next week and half the people never show up ever again. Which one is Zabdi going to be? I can't guarantee it. I've had a lot of people I had a good feeling of, and they never called me back, and they never came back on because they decided not to do it. It got tough after the second or third day. And then they got other people that keep doing it that do well, right? I don't know. I believe he can do it. Will he do it? Let's see his commitments. A lot of people make commitments. A lot of people don't keep them, but a lot of people do. So got to see how it goes. Let's see here. We got... Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Zach?
Doing good. How can I help you out today?
So I have a question on... So I live in Texas. I have a question about the Trek contract. Like, am I able to use y'all's contract, or do I just go with the Trek contract? And is it any different, basically?
I mean, the contracts are obviously different. One's a little more official than the others. But have you asked your title company if you can use mine?
No, I have not.
Ask them.
Okay. All
easy. Right.
That's basically my main question.
Now, is my contract legally, if you had to go to court and it was signed and EMD and everything's done the right way, you should be able to use it. But some title companies won't even accept it, and some will. So you got to ask the title company. They're going to be the gatekeeper. And so that's why I always say, ask the title company first. Now, if they say no, blah, 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 maybe you have to use the track contract, but I would highly recommend use ours if the title company allows it.
Okay. And for the water shutoff list, do I just ask? Because I recently called today, actually, and obviously they're not working today, but I called someone in the corporation that was answering calls, and they said basically someone with the billing could possibly get me that list. Is that true? Or who exactly do I go to?
Utility department.
Okay. And then just from there, just lock it up or whatever.
Yep. Texas has some weird laws about it. Some do, some give it out, some don't. You might have used liens, but I would try it first and see what happens.
Okay. All right. That's basically my two questions.
All right, man. Keep it going, dude.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Boom. All right. Next here we got Saheed.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Zach? Finally. This has been on my checklist for so long to hop on this live.
Well, now you're on here, man.
Look, man, I've got so good at pulling lists, but my main concern is, for example, the water shutoff list. Like, I get like 2,500 leads on it, and probably just 10% of those houses are actually wholesalable. Like, the rest are just owned by big corporations or something like that. So, do you have any tips on how to, like, filter through the list much quicker? Because,
yes. Like, so I get that a lot. What county or city is this in?
Memphis, Tennessee.
So the problem with Memphis, it's a big place, right? Yeah. And you're gonna get a list of all the houses with the water shut off on it, right?
Yep, probably.
Yeah. And that's what you probably asked for, right? Oh, perfect. Well, you got to remember, when I sell my house, I shut off the water, and then I go buy my other house. And then the lady that buys it puts the water back on. And that's on the water shutoff list. And then you're wasting your time. You're spinning in circles.
Yeah.
And so I always say water shutoffs, but hint, 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 down below, you see that freeolson.com link. When you go there and you go to the water shutoff section, it says, what do you say? I say, can I get a list of all the properties with the water shutoff due to non-payment? So it's not a list of all the houses just with the water. It's a list of all the properties with the water shutoff that didn't pay their bill. People called to shut off their water.
Yep.
And they pay the bill. It's the people that didn't pay the bill, and then they got their water shut off. That's what you're trying to get.
Yeah, I think I need to be more detailed with my request, because I went there, you know, physically went there. They did not know what I was talking about. They kicked me out, so I have to go to the public records office. I have to give all those sheets to make public record
requests. You should talk to the boss. If they kick you out, just can I talk to your manager?
Yeah, she called the manager, but the manager referred me to the public records office.
Cool. Then go to the public records department. They say you need to go back to them. Then it'll be a little.
The public records office actually sent me it's a record request form. I don't know. They've been kicking me from one place.
Go try. Don't give up. You're not a quitter.
Yeah, of course. Because, I did. I actually posted a video of me trying to call them. She just hanged up in my face.
I mean, you got to keep going at it, man. You're in a more saturated market. Not terrible. Still get great deals there, man. But you just got to keep going. You can't quit. You don't seem like a guy.
Yeah, of course. I'm not quitting. Yeah. But the code violation list has been great. Haven't got a deal yet, but it's been great.
Question, bro.
This is pretty much it. And so I got one more question about houses with trusts. How do we go about it?
A lot of people think trusts are like this crazy complicated thing, but it's really not. Trusts have people that can sign. It's like a company. Trustees can sign for the trust. And so really what you got to do is just go to the deed. So in Memphis, you can look it up. Shelby County, I believe.
Yeah.
Go to the public records, look at the property. It's going to say the Zach Ginn Trust. Here. Oh my God, it's a trust. Go to the deed, see who signed the deed. It's going to say Zach Ginn for the Zach Ginn Trust signed it. Zach Ginn for the DLFR Trust.
This
is the thing about trust that nobody understands. Everyone thinks they're all secret about it, but when you go to the deed, see who signed for it. Like for me, I know this. And so like when I buy all my properties under a trust, I don't physically sign it. Rick doesn't sign it. We have a third party sign it for the trust. Mm-hmm. So it's all secretive. So, you know, you can keep yourself protected. Most people won't, 99% of people won't do that. And so what they do is they'll sign for the trust. And then it says, you know, John Shelby signed it. And you're, oh, okay, it's John Shelby's team. So you'll be fine. It's not that complicated. And then just sign, when you sign a contract, it's going to be John Shelby who signs it for the John Shelby Trust or whatever it's called. It's just like a company, man. I know it sounds crazy complicated, but you can find it pretty easy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I appreciate you so much. I've made a lot of mistakes. Almost had a lady who was interested in selling her house. Then she won't pick up the phone. Oh no, a lot of people, they are interested, and when I try to call them back, they just won't pick up the phone no more.
Dude, but anyway, I made a lot of mistakes too, man.
I don't know. Never stop me. Man. But I have free follow-ups that's coming up this month. I feel pretty positive about it. You know, I'm not giving up. That's one thing for sure. I am not giving up. I got nothing else to do but not to give up. Anyway, I got one more question. What time do you usually go live?
Sundays, 10 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern. Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then Rick goes live Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Rick and YouTube channel.
Okay. All right. All right, Zach. Thank you so much.
All right. Keep it up, man.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Boom. Guys, if you want to learn how to wholesale real estate absolutely for free, go below here, freewholesaling.com, my free wholesaling course. I really appreciate it, guys. Go out here. Pull some free lists. Let's make some money wholesaling houses. Appreciate it, guys. Have a blessed one. Thanks.